Hey, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
I am doing well. I'm glad to be on the set with two of my favorite teammates right here. So it's pretty cool.
It's Chris, before we even get into it, man, tell everybody how much Sam Hale. we go through this all the time, man. And he talk about, you know, he always wants to put his hands on people. You know what I mean? Tell him how much he held in practice, yeah, you know, and games, the whole nine.
I got y'all better.
Yeah, he really did. But after, you know, once the years kept going, he steadily started backing up further and further and further. He got smarter. It was all good. He made me a better player, him and Pat. And, you know, that secondary was a beast when we played.
Right. It was practice, so I didn't want to bang him up. I needed to prepare it for the game. So I learned to back off, let him catch the ball, and let them get the confidence.
Well, you know what? We got three offensive guys, one defensive guy. Tristan's offense.
No, Tristan's all defense. She plays safety. If you ask Tristan right now, she'll say she would have been a safety.
Tristan, what would you have been?
No, I would have been. Sam, I wanted to be a cornerback.
Cornerback, DB.
I did. I like to play defense. I do.
You're off the team.
I do. This is the one time that I'll probably choose Sam's side.
Like my dad said, you rather hit somebody or you rather get hit. Me and Tristan, we're on the same page.
I played flag football in college, so girls flag football, and I was safety and cornerback, so I got to stick with that.
John, how many guys did Sam hit? I mean, let's talk about this. He talking about hitting.
No. I tackle.
You tackle.
Yeah. You just funnel them inside, right, Sam? That was your job.
Zach wanted all the tackles. Inside. Yeah, just funnel them inside.
Did Zach ever hit you, Sam? Trying to hit somebody?
Too many times. Too many.
Hey, Chris, let's talk about the Miami Dolphins a little bit and the wide receivers and what you got to see this year in the 2013 version. Mike Wallace in free agency. Brian Hartline having a pretty good year. The two wideouts on the outside, what did you see out of their games this year?
You know, there's a little bit of inconsistency, and we expect that because obviously you have new offense, you know, new coordinators every year putting in different plays, and it takes some time to be able to develop that routine. Now, Brian, he was able to kind of get it right out of the chute last year, and him and Ryan had a really good combination. But then, you know, Mike, it took a little while for him to kind of get going, you know, missed each other on some deep plays. You know, missed each other on a few route running stuff. But, you know, I expect those guys to step it up and, you know, take another year up under their belt.
You know, Chris, it looked like a lot of times we had a lot of, we call them long foul balls. You know, guys, we missed a lot of opportunities to get down the field. We haven't really had a home run hitter since you played the position for the Dolphins. What do you is it going to take for Ryan and Mike to get on the same page and for us to make some connections on some of these long balls that we missed most of the year?
Well, hopefully they'll be practicing the next couple weeks. Yeah, be out there. I think that'll help some. A really good off season. But once again, you got a new offense you put in. And, you know, when I was here, I had different offices, different coordinators, different quarterbacks. At least they have the same quarterback, but a different offense is going to take them 2 or 3 years to really know exactly what's going on in that offense. I know for Norv offense, I mean, for him to really put in his old offense, it took about 3 years to really learn that and develop that. And it's still going to take some time.
Yeah, Chris, and you talk about the inconsistencies with, you know, the deep ball and not having that practice time that we really want to see. So you had that consistency of hitting the deep balls. But, you know, one thing that really took a lot of pressure off you was one of those guys, Randy McMichael, tight end down the middle of the field. You see Charles Clay being able to do all the different, whether he's lining up outside, inside. How important is that to have that inside present, whether if it's a slot receiver on the inside or a tight end like Charles Clay?
Oh, man, you hit it around the head, man. I mean, I was blessed. I had, you know, Randy McMichael, then I had Antonio Gates, and it just really don't get no better than that. I saw a lot of single coverage. Those guys really commanded the middle of the field, and it really helps out when you have that the attribute. Now, you know, Clay came on kind of late in the season, then he kind of died off there in the last few games. But it's good to have, and, you know, they have that nucleus of guys back. Even Gibson playing in the middle helps out a lot. Now you have Matthews with a little bit of experience. So I expect this group as a core to be, you know, probably the top 10 in the league if they can get going.
And that's what I think that benefits Ryan Tannehill going into his third year. I know they're going to have a new offense with Bill Lazor, the offensive coordinator, but that may help him as well because I think he may have gotten to a point where he needs to be challenged, and not challenged by competition at the position, but challenged by a new set of eyes, a new offense, and something else to call, something else to look at, because you mentioned the dominance now with the Miami Dolphins, getting better at outside, getting better inside presence. I think it'll help the quarterback in year three going into a new offense.
Yeah, I think it will too. And, you know, and Ryan, he didn't take a step back this year. I thought he took a step forward. So, you know, to see that in his second year, you look at some guys like him, they took a step back, and, you know, my man Robert Griffin, you know, know, he took a step back. So now, you know, Ryan, he's showing a lot of poise. They're able to do a little bit more with him. So I'm looking forward to them to, you know, hit some of them deep balls and, you know, really pulling it all together. You know, and I think it's going to come back to, you know, who's in the backfield, you know, and who's blocking up front more than anything else.
You know, Chris, I always think that with Ryan, you know, we see he's a quarterback, but, you know, he played the best position in football at one time, a wide receiver. So I think this year, I think Bill Lazor needs to really work on using more of his athleticism, not to put him out there in harm's way, you know, not running the read option all the time, not getting him out there running all the time, but, you know, being smart about it, but having him use his legs as well as his arm in this offense.
Yeah, I absolutely. And, you know, I love the fact that he played wide receiver. I mean, that when I first heard that, I couldn't believe it. You know, this guy must be a super athlete, you know, a super type player. So to be able to have that that knowledge of playing a receiver and in the back, you know, playing quarterback, I think it really helps his development, his growth, and that's why he hasn't took, you know, too many steps back.
I'm going to tell you one thing about Chris, too, talking about being a super athlete. He's a super basketball player, too. You know, not only did he play football at Wisconsin, he played basketball there, too, and that just solidifies the fact that wide receivers are the best athletes on the planet.
And there you go.
Man, lock him down. And, you know, I used to go over to his house, and they play basketball, and they used to get mad because I challenged them from in line to in line. As long as you play press, you can handle all of that.
Chris, I didn't want to say anything, but your shirt looked a little stretched on the bottom. I didn't know if you saw Sam on the way in here on the hallway. He may have been
pulling and tugging
on
the way in a little bit. But, yeah. Chris, I'm sorry. But one of the things that you hit on was talking about the what's in the backfield. Mm-hmm. You know, you had a couple of years where you played with Ricky, and he opened up a lot of things. A couple of years for you, 11-plus touchdowns, putting the ball in the end zone. That helped just knowing that you're going to have that one-on-one matchup. Sometimes you really still have to have that little oomph to get into the end zone as a wide receiver. What do you think those guys need to do to get the ball into the end zone?
You know, I the jury's still out on these two guys because, you know, there's really no one guy who stepped up and took the position. You know, you see Clay and then you see Lamar, and you just don't really know exactly who's gonna take the bull by the horn. And that's what I'm looking for this year. If they both can develop, depending on how this offensive structure is going to go, I don't know if it's more of a spread offense. And I'm just basing it on what I've seen, you know, through the other teams. But, you know, hopefully one of those guys can kind of step up and be that main back this year where you can get them, you know, first, second, third, and the other guy can be more complimentary back so we know exactly who's going to be getting the ball and doing what they need to do.
Man, you're missing all the good footage over there.
It sure does help. The folks are seeing all these catches. Everybody remembers what a great receiver, former Dolphin wide receiver Chris Chambers was. He was a second-round draft choice in 2001, a 10-year vet, played six seasons for the Miami Dolphins.
That's a Figueroa right there.
That's it right there.
Okay. You're up high enough to dunk it, though. You're up high enough to dunk it.
You know, this catch right here, this is probably one of the only catches I remember catching with my left hand like that. And I didn't know exactly where the ball is, and I ended up getting in the end zone and making a touchdown. So I really enjoyed myself, you know, despite who was back there. And that's what we're probably missing, too. You know, Mike is not that type of guy who's going to go up and, you know, just make a garbage catch like that. You know, he's more of a down-the-field guy. I would love to see him run routes a little bit better. I would love to even work with him if I can, to be honest with you. But, you know, Hartline has that Hartline, he runs the perfect route. He runs the exact routes you see on the paper. You know exactly where you're going to be at. But I think we may need a guy who can pull it off like that.
Yeah, you know what? Spectacular catches. You were a quarterback's best friend. We like to say just get it close when you have some traffic in the pocket. If you can get it close and have OJ or Chris come down with a catch and get it away from 2-9, everybody's having fun.